This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Feature.
Jay and Kelly Barnes need this kind of kickstart to their day in order to bring the best ingredients to Fox Valley residents on the food truck named the Kangarooster-ront. Kelly says it all began.
I was in a job that I was very unhappy in. Jay was in a job he was unhappy in. And one Sunday night, we just sat down and I Googled low-cost restaurant startup and food trucks came up. I started looking at that. We took a business class and one thing led to another and the Kangarooster-ront emerged.
But why a food truck, considering the region isn't known for the fast-growing industry?
A big part of it, too, was the fun aspect. It looked fun. Everybody that eats at a food truck seems to really have fun with it.
And spoiler alert, they don't serve kangaroo, but what they do specialize in...
We do a lot of comfort food with a little bit of a gourmet twist, usually, but we use local ingredients whenever possible.
I mentioned the early start to their day, which begins at the culinary kitchen of the Fox Valley.
Jay and I get here at 5 in the morning. We just start pulling everything out of the cooler. The soups every day have to be made. We throw the beef in the oven. That cooks for about 5 hours, so we've got to get it in as soon as we get here.
Lunch at various stops begins at 11, and since we're not talking about staying in a small area, Kelly says they have to budget their time.
The latest we can leave here is 10:15. We try to be out of here by 10, otherwise it's just too scrambled.
Jay's job primarily is to load the food into this mobile cookery. Now that we're loaded for bear, it's time to hit it. We're headed to the YMCA in Menasha. How fast can we punch it in this Kangarooster-ront?
I usually don't go much over 25.
And for good reason.
Fryer oil sloshes around back there. And when it gets on the floor, it's difficult to clean it up, so I try to avoid any extra work for myself.
On the road, this decorative grub maker tends to draw attention.
I get people honking at me, waving. I was stopped at a stoplight the other day, and some lady's like, "Open your window, where are you guys gonna be? What's on the menu today?" You know, I'm listing off the things you got. Okay, we'll see you down there.
After finding the best parking spot, it's time to fire up the grill and get ready for the customers.
Hi, guys.
How's
going? Terrific. How are you?
Some may say their prices are a bit higher than their fast food competitors.
We can't compete with cheap and fast and large quantities. Because we buy better ingredients, we pay more for it. It's just the bottom line.
It's that farm-to-table concept that's another big seller for people.
I do. I think it's awesome that they're using a lot of locally grown and organic products. I mean, all 100%, you know, what you'd be looking for in a restaurant.
Standing in line, you meet some rookies.
It's actually my first experience with buying food out of a truck, so it's kind of new to me, but if everything works out good, we'll be back for sure.
Jay and Kelly remain grateful for all the attention they've received and have been able to hire on some extra help to both expand their menu and take on bigger catering projects.
You know, Jay and I started this as a way to basically build something for ourselves that we could be happy doing and enjoy. But the response we've gotten from people in the community, and yeah, our customers have become like friends.
So if you're in the Fox Valley and soon to be coming into Green Bay, why not stop by a place that serves locally sourced food in a fun way? And who knows, it might be a place where everyone will know your name. In Menasha, Jeff Flint.
Brian, you're all set.
All right.
WTAQ News.